Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we are talking about how to learn how to fight fair. So, in talking about learning how to fight fair, what do we mean? Well, here's what's fascinating. When two individuals get together, most of the time they don't realize that they each have separate rules of engagement. What does that mean? They have different rule books stuck up here that some of them created consciously, some of them came up with randomly somehow, and they don't even know from where, of how to go about picking a fight. Now, I'm not talking about a fist fight or any other type of fight. What I'm talking about is an argument, a confrontation, a disagreement per se. Now, what's fun is couples come up to my wife and I all the time and they say, well, what happens when you guys don't agree? What happens when you guys get in a fight? And I think one of the funniest things that we ever say is, we don't fight. Both of us have a very simple rule, which is we don't fight. We talk our way through things. We communicate through things. We learn through things together. But those are our rules. Not everyone has those. Some people have a rule that when you get into a fight, you have to raise your voice to convince them that you care. Other people have a rule that you're never supposed to raise your voice because that's rude and inappropriate. Some people have a rule that you're supposed to fight very calmly the entire time to show great respect for the other person. Now, as you can imagine, there's millions of rules. But here's what's really crazy. Imagine with someone who has a rule that says you're never supposed to raise your voice because that's rude. And the other person has a rule that says you're always supposed to raise your voice because that means you care. Now, when they fight, it's going to get pretty hairy. So here's what I want to ask you. When you have a confrontation in your life, what are your rules of engagement? In today's download, we have a bunch of questions for you to help you identify what are the current rules of engagement you use now. What are some of the past ones you've had that you might have changed or gotten rid of for some reason? And what do you think some good ones for the future might be if you maybe want to update your rules of engagement to fit who you are becoming as a person, per se? Now, in looking at this, we also want you to, if you're in a significant relationship with someone, to figure out what their rules are. Why? Because if and when you ever get into a disagreement or confrontation, we want to make sure that you're able to, quote unquote, fight fair, or at least fight on the same page. Because if you know the other person's rules, you can then make it a conscious decision to either choose to follow them or break them consciously. But at least you start off on the same page, playing the same game. So download today's worksheet, figure out what your rules of engagement are, share them with your significant other or business partners or people on your team that you work with, just so you all are on the same page. Enjoy this, have fun. Share some comments in the blog of what are some of your crazy rules are. If you write down a rule and you're like, wow, I can't believe I even think that, share it with us. We want to hear them. It gets entertaining after a while. Anyways, have fun with this. Download the worksheet. Figure out your rules of engagement. Leave us some comments on the blog. And we look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV. Till then, have an amazing week. Bye.